This is the kind of stuff we've been dealing with for 10 years.
When the f*** is it going to stop?
On this episode of American Shopper.
That guy has got something wrong with him.
Mike Level,
can you just get the f*** out of here, Mr. Know-It-All?
Senior's just really irritating. Personally, I've just never seen anything like this.
We're partners in this thing.
Partners, my
f***. You know, I am so sick and tired of this f***. He doesn't know who the f*** boss is around here.
Can't mount it like that.
Wrong, jackass. You.
You know, this fight seems a lot different. I think this one's really serious.
That's you know what? Get the out of here.
I'm at the end of my rope with this situation, and I really don't know how much more I can take.
Obviously, I don't agree with the way my father does things. Really, I've always been under my father's thumb, and I'm not willing to work for anybody ever again. If I have to be under my father, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Bit of help there, Mike.
How are you, sir?
Mike, good to see you.
Pleasure to meet you.
There you go. I brought some stuff.
We're going to be building a vintage NHL bike, and Hall of Famer Rod Gilbert is here to meet with us today.
Good.
How are you?
How are you doing, Paul?
Paul, good to see
you.
Good to see I've admired you a lot, both of you guys. And
you also.
All three, as a matter of fact.
You know, Rod Gilbert played on the original Rangers back in the old days. So he's a perfect guy to come by to give us inspiration for this bike. What do you got for us? Anything good for this bike?
What year is this gear from?
Well, the players never played with a helmet. You had to be a little bit
nuts.
Chicken.
They must have had a lot of stitches in their forehead.
Oh, they did.
To me, you know, you had to be a special type of person to even, you know, think about being involved in a sport like that.
Any, you ever have anyone stomped on with the skates? Anyone ever get stomped with skates?
Look where I got it one time. The guy hit the guy in the knee, and he went up like this, and his skate was coming back this way, and he hit me right there.
Cut
close to the juggler.
Ooh. Yeah, real close.
Still got tingling here, so.
You know what I think makes this special is that was a time when players played strictly because they wanted to be the best, not because they were making millions of dollars doing it.
It was great. What else do we got in here?
We got him, though. You know, Rod brought with him some jerseys from the original six teams as somewhat of an inspiration.
We got the Rangers. We got the Bruins.
That's a cool jersey.
But my favorite.
Yeah, Blackhawks.
This is, I mean, other than the Rangers.
That is cool.
Look at this.
Yeah, that is cool, man.
That's really cool. I think that I'm going to be pretty well involved in building this bike because it's more or less a style bike that I like to build. So I'm pretty excited about it. The guy was a great guy, a lot of history. And, you know, I think that we got a lot to work with.
All right, so I think we got to adjust
it. Yeah, we got to adjust it.
And all we
got
to do is build a nice bike.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming out, man.
I guarantee you.
Sharing stories.
I'm confident that you will.
Absolutely.
I'm very excited about the final result of this beautiful bike, and I can't wait to see their ingenuity to construct that. You in here?
Okay, just want to get everybody's attention. You know, basically I've been putting it off, but you know, I just thought that we had to have a meeting. Just talking about the way our economy is, and it's really rough times now. So, you know, everybody knows that our biggest goal is to go internationally. Right now we're working on getting in compliant. So I think that we're probably around 6 months or so away from that. And I think that, you know, when that hits, I think that, you know, everything will pretty much level out for us anyhow, because that's a big step for us. So the only thing is that, you know, we really have to look at kind of cutting the fat a little bit. The thing of it is that, you know, we may have to lay a few people off. There might have to be some cutbacks. You know, it's always been a very uncomfortable position for me to be in that position, because I really feel obligated to my people. And, you know, we'll try to do our best to keep everybody, you know, without doing layoffs, and hopefully, you know, things will work out.
You know, I've been in this position a lot of times before, and, you know, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and I always believe in myself, and, you know, I honestly believe that this will pass. You know, we'll make it happen. Everybody just kind of bear with the situation here, and we'll definitely get through it. Thanks, guys.
This can't be good.
Can you,
what's up?
Can you bring up, it's hot in here, man.
Yeah.
Bring me up a picture of that hockey bike.
Oh, this morning, Senior came in, wanted to see the NHL vintage bike design that him and me were working on a few times.
But this is going to be the sissy bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to make some.
We just got to, before you can make that sissy bar, we got to have the fender on and the struts on.
Right.
Today I'm getting started on the NHL bike. I don't really get my hands as dirty as I used to, and I kind of miss it. All right, so then we're good. I just got to wait for somebody to help me build this freaking bike, but if not, I'm going to start myself. If you ain't doing nothing, we can start on the bike. I don't know what you got going.
Turned out he didn't really have anyone to help him fab it, so I kind of volunteered, and he kind of ordered me to come out and help him fab the bike.
Good. My idea was to take a Greenie, which is an old-school bobber bike, make a few modifications and then add some bags to it. You know, I really haven't done that before, and I think it'll make a pretty unique bike. You know, I'm kind of really excited to have this one to myself, since pulling those guys are behind schedule on their bike.
So what's our next move?
I got to make sure she's centered. The biggest part about doing this bike, figuring out a way to mount the rear fender and how to make the struts. If you line the center up with this and the center up this, it's just the opposite.
Let's get a laser. You know, I had the idea to use the laser to help square up the rear tire, but somehow it turned into a frickin' international incident.
Whoa, 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 what do you need?
I need a laser. Can I use your laser or not?
You don't need to question them.
What do you need a laser for?
Laser. We don't need to answer to you. Mind your own business and build your own bike over there, all right?
Because I have a feeling you don't really need a laser.
You know, from a distance, if I need to get my hands dirty with them guys, I do. If not, I'm just keeping an eye where Senior doesn't really know I'm keeping an eye on him, because someone has to, and no one else around here wants to.
Build your own bike over there that's been taking you like 3 months. You know, Paulie's really getting underneath my skin because he's sticking his nose in all the time. I think it's totally disrespectful. You know, I'm not really trying to lose my cool, but, you know, I'm just not sure how much more of this I can take.
Hey, you just gotta, you find your center here and center here.
All right, beat it. Take your and go home.
I just want to make sure it's going to be a good product. Him and Jason are a little scary sometimes. Although capable, still a little scary. So I have to oversee the project without anyone really knowing that I'm overseeing it.
That high?
You can't mount it like that.
I could bring it down now. I can bring it down. But you, hey, but your theory was wrong, jackass. You know, I am so sick and tired of this. He doesn't know who the boss is around here. I'm at the end of my rope with this situation, and I really don't know how much more I can take.
Well, no, not if you put it...
You. I thought I would help out on the NHL bike today, maybe bring a little hockey inspiration to the project. But unfortunately, Jason and my father don't seem to appreciate my contribution. I asked you to come out here to help us, not distract us. You come out here with those dumb things, whatever the hell they are. Go tell Rod Gilbert these things are stupid. See what he does, man. He's gonna headbutt your ugly face.
Dude, lay him out. You know, things are taking a lot longer than expected on the NHL bike. Senior keeps stepping out to do different things.
I'm going
to
go check my email.
And people keep coming in and giving their 2 cents. A lot of times it's helpful, but a lot of times it just slows us down. And then we just stand there talking about it for 30 minutes when we really should have just pulled the trigger and got her done.
You know what else is a problem? It's a little crooked. Look at it. Well, see how tight it is here?
It won't be on the inside.
We can clean it.
It won't be on the inside.
It's going to be fine.
It's flat on the inside.
We'll take it to the grinding
stone. It's flat on the inside.
We'll take it to the grinding
stone. It's flat on the inside.
You know, on top of everything, Senior's just really irritated. Personally, I've just never seen anything like this.
Bike level? The bike has to be level, or else we can't do it like that. So level on it.
Why do you got to bring him into the
You have 17 times today. I'm just following protocol.
Listen, I don't need the thing. My wife can take it off the handlebars. It's level with the handlebars. And
then you get a screwdriver, Jason. Get a screwdriver.
I did 1,000 of these.
I know you did 1,000 of these. 1,000.
I'd rather. Shim up on your side, that's all.
Here. If it takes,
you really can eyeball a tank if the bike's takes, not level.
I did 1,000 of these and never put a level
and
on anyone.
You know
any
what they all look like?
They all look good.
You know, Paulie's really pissing me off lately. You know, he just keeps coming in with his way of doing things. And you know what? I don't really need to hear it. You know, it's like when you need him, he's not around. And when you don't, he's hanging over your shoulder.
Listen, you
can
make
this painful. Can you just get the out of here, Mr. Know-It-All? Tack that thing on there again and that's it. I'll take the responsibility.
Well, how do you put the tank on level?
I can see the things even with the backbone. I don't give a about anything else.
Nail it.
All right. Level it. Got to get the front end. Got
to
get the...
No, you just have to have the frame level. If you're going to see if the tank's level, the frame has to be level too.
You know, he should just stop interfering with everybody else and just pay attention to his own business.
I would be sitting on a corner with a can if it wasn't for you. I've done this all my life.
All right, I'll see you later.
A hole. Gosh dang it, man.
See you later. Thanks for the help. I could have never figured that out.
Despite all the drama, we got Defender mounted, the struts mounted, and got started on the seat pan. Hopefully things calm down tomorrow, finish this thing off, and I never, ever have to come out here again.
I don't know why everybody makes things so precise. Get a bigger bit. Put in one size bigger bit.
We're on day 4 of the hockey bike, and we really need to wrap this up and get it out for paint. Senior's been really busy with meetings all day, so he really hasn't been around much, so Lee's helping me get this all finished up. I managed to get the fender cut for the seat pan, and we got that all tacked together. I cut the hockey stick sissy bar out on the water jet, and Lee managed to get that welded to the struts. The way things were going, I thought we'd never get this bike done, but somehow we did.
Yeah, it's hot, dude. It just looks comfortable, you know? The bagger, everything on it looks good. You feel good about it?
I like everything about it. I like it. I like it. Now it's time to send everything out to paint, powder coat, and chrome. And I can't wait to see what it looks like when it gets all together.
Paulie's late again this morning. Pretty much, I've had enough. Do me a favor. Come in now, right? Come in my office. You know, it's been one thing after another with him, and I'm just not going to let him get away with the anymore.
What's going on?
You know, I'm so fed up with this babysitting you. It's a quarter to 8.
Quarter
it's,
to 8?
Yeah. Everybody's in here at 7 o'clock, and you come walking in at quarter to 8. When the is it going to stop? Who the are you? I don't get it. It's like,
listen,
it's, wait, no, wait a listen, second. Wait a minute, wait a minute. You come in at 7:45, right time, you leave, you don't come back and for an hour later, then you leave here at 3:30 in the afternoon. I don't understand. What are you, boss's son?
Oh, wait a minute.
The other day, last week, I gave you a list that's in your contract that you need to abide by. What the?
Well, I don't know what you want from me.
It's in your contract because you want to get paid whatever you want to make, and then you don't abide by your contract, so this, we're the phone. Let me read this, all right? Here's what it says, number one. It says, need to be here at 7 o'clock. Next day, 7:40 you come in. The next day, need to be here at 12:45 for lunch. Like everybody else, you come back 1:30. Need to be out of shop on a, working on a bike. Imagine that. I go in there and you're laying on the couch in Jason's office, okay?
Listen, right. I don't really give a
no,
about
I this. Give a
because at the end of the day, you know what matters? Everything gets done around here. Every bike that needs to get built
the
gets done. Everybody's
done
working at all times. And
not
you know
you.
What? 10
not
years,
you.
This is the kind of stuff we've been dealing with for 10 years.
Yeah.
We're
part
this thing. We're not involved here. Let me tell you something.
Listen,
if I wasn't involved, this go to it would burn to the
days of
death.
You know what? Get the out of here. And don't bother coming in tomorrow because you're terminated.
Good, it's about time!
going on?
Nothing. Making dinner.
You know, Rachel's my girlfriend, and we've been together for about a year and a half. I came home today and kind of gave her a lowdown what happened with me and my father. It's just like a never-ending thing. It never ends. It never ends. The arguments, they never end. And today seemed like, you know, listen, he fires me today. So I'm like, what?
Fires you for real?
I guess so. I mean, he says he fires me. I mean, he's firing me. Yeah, it just got ugly fast. And it's just so, it just bothers me so much because it didn't have to happen. The argument never needed to take place. Just a regular day, everything going on. And, you know, he's just like pushing the buttons, you know? And I don't know what to do at this point in time because now I'm fired. So it's not like we had a fight and we went separate ways. Now tomorrow I come back in and we say, oh, everything's back to normal, because it's just not going to be back to normal. You know what I mean?
So you don't plan on going back in?
I'm always the guy who comes back in. You know, what am I supposed to say? I go in, sit down and say, Dad, will you unfire me? It's ridiculous, you know? So, I mean, I've calmed down a lot. I was so angry earlier because, you know, it's like this revolving door. Nothing ever changes. And listen, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but that guy has got something wrong with him where he just can't leave me the heck alone. I mean, he does not leave me alone. But like today, I could tell that as soon as our conversation started, all he wanted to do was fire me. I mean, it was just weird. I felt like he was baiting me into being fired. Is that not ridiculous?
What are you gonna do if you don't go back?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Maybe you should do your own thing.
That's what I don't have no plans. I'm sold out at OCC, but you know, I mean, obviously there's things I could do. I just gotta figure out.
Maybe you're better off. I don't know why you guys fight anyway. Paul and his father have had a lot of fights, but nothing like this. This is worse than it's ever been, and I've never really seen Paul this upset before. I think Paul's taking it personally, and I can tell he's really hurt by this.
I mean, I don't know why we fight. You think, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And the only good thing that could come from this whole deal is we don't have to fight anymore if I'm not there. There's really no telling what's gonna happen right now between me and my father. I mean, you know, I just feel very slighted. I just gotta figure it out. I don't really know what to do.
Oh. Hey,
what's up?
I was wondering if I could have a word. You know, just through the vine at the shop here, I heard that my brother actually got fired by my father. I didn't want to get him angry, but I did want to get to the bottom of it, you know.
Go ahead.
Did you fire Paul?
Yeah, I fired him, yeah.
Well, why?
Because it's the same old, you know, he's above everybody else. And, you know, according to him, you know, he could run the business better than me. And just sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's the bottom line.
Well, did you think it out at all?
Listen, I can't let people talk to me the way he talked to me. You know what I mean? It's if it was anybody else, they would have been fired a long time ago.
Yeah, but listen, the skinny of it is he's your son, so everybody, whenever you have a
that's
family business,
problem,
I mean, I would have been fired
a
million years ago.
You know, Mikey always tries to be the peacemaker, and that's just who he is, you know, and, you know, Paul, he's just the opposite. But I need some time, you know what I mean? I need some time. I just
sent him on a vacation, though. Did you have to fire him?
I appreciate your concern, but I got to have a little time, you know?
I don't know what to say. I can't make you do anything.
It's been a lead-up, you know what I mean? It's been a build-up and a build-up and a build-up, and I guess it just was a straw that broke the camel's back, and he said the wrong thing, and here we are.
I'm hoping it kind of irons itself out like most of their arguments, and they can kiss, make up, and we can go on with business as usual. But if they don't, it's a big deal, and it could really, really hurt the company. All right, I'm not going to tell you anything. I just wanted to...
Thanks.
I wanted to get the scoop.
All right.
All right, what do you think, Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some of our stuff back here. Today we're going to assemble the NHL bike. We finally got the stuff back from Paint and Chrome.
Is Senior coming in today, or what's up with...
Yeah. You know, the past few days have been just really weird around the shop. Just a lot weirder than normal, I guess. Nobody's heard from Polly since his blow-up with Senior. You know, they go about this every, you know, a couple times a year. They usually have a pretty good blowout. You know, nasty blowout, really, not good.
You got like 10 people here waiting, you know what I mean? On you. On the king.
You're wrong.
I understand
you're wrong.
That.
You listen, don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, I make the decisions around you, okay?
But can't we work together on these things?
But this one, you kind of see for a while, it's kind of been brewing. You could just see on Senior's face every day. He was just getting very irritated.
You're going to go over there and bother Steve now, right?
I'm taking care of business.
Mr. Know-it-all.
A lot of it, you know, honestly, I wish they would keep it at home or actually get it figured out and stop bringing it to work because it affects everybody here.
You're sure this is it?
Yeah, past 13, that's what Rick said.
You know, I don't even know what to say because it's such a... It's a big emotional thing, you know. It's not only work. You got a dad and son involved in it. And I think everybody here at the shop will manage pretty well. But it's just that you can never make it up between father and son.
Is that enough room?
All I'm going to do is just keep working. And, you know, I'll help seniors the same way I ought to help junior. Whichever one needs to be helped, that's what I'll do.
How come you guys started without me?
Morning,
almost
senior.
Done. How are you?
Good night, bud.
No.
I guess I kind of feel a little on edge by the whole thing. Because him and Paulie always have fallouts, and they usually get back together and make up and hug by now. So for him to say that it's final and this is what's going on, it kind of makes me feel kind of freaked out. If he fired Paulie, he'll fire anyone.
All right, where's the pins? Oh, man, he did them like an antique-ish.
Yes, sir.
I love that color. You know, the thing of it is that right now there's stuff going on here with me and Paulie. You know, I think that the whole situation sucks. Sometimes, you know, things go down and it gets a little bit more heated than it's supposed to get. People say things that they might not want to say.
Towards you.
You got it?
I think the whole thing that makes it most difficult is, you know, we're probably more alike than we are different. And makes me a little bit nervous is that sometimes the stubbornness gets in the way. And I'm afraid that if that plays a big part in this, then, you know, then we're going to probably distance each other from each other. Get him? Okay. But I still want to go over with him, okay? Right. Bye.
Is that Paul?
No, Mikey.
Oh, sorry.
Paul's a free agent.
Is he real?
Yeah.
You talked to him?
No, I tried calling him, they wouldn't answer the phone, so.
You know, this fight seems a lot different. I think this one's really serious this time. The fighting aside, we're dealing with a really bad economy right now. And this is just a really bad time for management of any company to be fighting like this. And it's just the same old story with these two guys. And yeah, I'm just worried. I just don't know what's gonna happen.
Hey, talk to Scott. He's gonna tell you.
Delighted you're here to kick off another season and to celebrate this great day. And with that, I'd like to bring on Hall of Famer, hockey legend, former New York Ranger, Raj Gilbert.
Look at the beautiful hockey fans. You guys ready to open the season here in New York tonight? All right. I have a new friend. Paul Tuttle Sr. is with us today. Look at all, oh my God, it's absolutely gorgeous.
It surpassed my expectation. Wow, what a gorgeous, absolutely beautiful, classy bike.
I thought the unveiling went fairly well.
Wow.
Rob was absolutely impressed with the bike, and to me, that was the most important thing.
All right, guys.
You know, having him at the shop was an honor.
Yeah.
There we go.
This bike is magnificent. The detail, the artwork.
I'd just like to say that it was an honor building this bike. We have a great relationship with the NHL. This is not the first thing we did with them, and it's not the last thing we're going to do with them.
Yeah. Very good.
We never built that bike that color, did we?
Not yet. Things are a little squirrely around here right now. You know, Junior's been canned, and we have a big meeting today with some hush-hush clients.
Come on in.
Morning.
How you guys doing?
Good.
How are you?
Northrop Grumman came in today. Turns out they're the manufacturer of the B-2, which is like the coolest jet ever made.
And the first things you see right off the bat is the fact that it doesn't have any tail on it like a traditional airplane would have.
They want a bike, and they want it to be in the theme of the B-2, the stealth bomber, and get to design the chopper that looks like it. Pretty excited.
You should get Quinn in here. He's big on this stuff, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Jim?
Yeah?
Since Paulie's not going to be involved with OCC anymore, I want to make sure that I have all my top people here to get this bike off the ground. These gentlemen are here so that we can build
a B-2 bomber?
Now, okay. You're the man as far as... I know that Jim and Rick are enthusiasts of planes. This is Rick, guys.
Hey, guys.
He's the guy that bangs out all the metal.
How you doing? Very nice to meet you.
So I think that those guys will definitely be involved in it and interested in doing it.
What I really wanted you guys to do is try to capture the uniqueness of the airplane and obviously the folks at Northrop Grumman who have actually built this. Well, basically, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the first flight of the B-2, and we thought this would be a great way to capture what the B-2 represents, if we could, in a motorcycle.
All right, so then what we'll do is we'll get Jason on the old computer over there, and we'll get something fired out to you. Maybe we'll hit it the first time. I doubt it. I'm sure you guys will be happy.
Very nice.
You know, this is the biggest design project we've had without Paul Jr.
Leaving the model with us?
I'm confident we can handle it, but, you know, with sales slowing down, it's just a real bad time to be rocking the boat at the shop. The good news is... this B-2 project, it really is a dream come true to any designer, and I just can't wait to get started on it. I got a table of stuff for the B-2 bike.
Pictures and stuff there?
Since our meeting last week, I've had my hands full designing the B-2 bomber bike. We did a lot of back and forth with Northrop Grumman, and we're close enough to getting an approval, so Senior wanted to have a meeting with me, Rick, and JQ to be sure everything we wanted to have on the bike was completely doable.
What do we got here, dude?
It's like a B-2 bomber.
It's good that, you know, everybody gets together. Everybody gets on the same page, so when we're ready for fabrication, nobody's looking around for somebody to ask questions of what to do next. You know, the thing of it is that even though there's a lot of difficulties with Paulie, he is a big asset to the company, and, you know, he brings a big part to the table. I got him. It's definitely going to take some adjusting, but, you know, I've always worked hard all my life, and I've always had to try and figure out difficult situations, and this is basically one of those situations. So, you know, I have dependable people, thank God. You know, Rick is a great fabricator, and, you know, Lee's working out really well. I think Jason's a good designer, and JQ could pretty much engineer anything that he wants. Let's go with that. I'm just going to have to get more involved in the bike builds and make more decisions than, you know, than I had to do before in that area. Stevie.
Yeah.
As far as bike dealerships nationwide, Russia and all that stuff, how's that stuff going?
Well, not doing as good. It's doing okay, but the economy's messed up, so we're looking at the international stuff.
You know, even though Paulie's gone, I'm not running this business by myself. I got a lot of good people around me.
Ron Salisbury, Mike Amarachi.
And as a business, if we're going to survive, we need to diversify. So in spite of the economic climate, OCC is looking to expand our dealership possibilities into the international market.
So Paul Sr. is asking about our international efforts. We want to get those things moving along as quickly as we possibly can.
I think that the economy is pretty bad, especially in the States here. Economically, I think a lot of the other countries are in better shape than we are.
How many dealerships do we have in Canada right now?
We've got about 7 right now.
7 dealerships in Canada.
There's a whole different animal. It's a lot more stricter and stuff. Basically, how it affects my job is that once you get into each country, you have to go through the whole process of finding out what that country basically has for their specifications.
But what's going to happen is, in a couple months, we're going on a live Orange County Choppers tour, a road show in Europe. We're going to be going to England, Ireland, and Scotland.
You know, for me, this is really a thrill, you know, just to be able to say that you're international, period. You know, no matter what you're doing, whether it's bikes, cars, or whatever it is, it's pretty exciting.
You know, South Africa would probably be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a lot of fans there. It's still taking another big risk, seeing that we just open up this building. But I think, you know, it's like anything else. If you don't throw the pole in the water, you're not going to catch any fish.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the new deal.
Mr. to you, buddy. Mikey stopped by the shop today, and it was the first time that I've seen him since everything went down with his brother.
How are you feeling is the question.
Me?
Yeah, how you doing? You all right?
I'm a little saddened by the whole situation, but I take it in stride.
You have to.
It seems to deteriorate everybody else's relationship, Mom.
Yeah, it's not good for a lot of people around.
I know.
Yeah?
My dad and brother have had a lot of fights over the years, but none quite like this. Your family get along good?
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. It's sad not to see Paulie here. This is a family business, and if everybody's not getting along, it makes it hard on everybody.
Yeah, that's a tough one, you know, having family work with each other.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, the guy's already got a history.
I know. Everybody should be like me.
Old school.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm talking about.
You know, it can't be easy for him, but if there's somebody that can keep a smile on his face through times like this, it's Mikey.
You know, under the circumstances, obviously not in the shop any longer. And I gave Ronnie a call to see if he would have someone drop by my toolbox.
Come on back, Andy!
Well, I figured, meanwhile, I got a little downtime. I could clean the garage a little bit and get it ready for the toolbox.
That's good.
You know, the situation is a pretty deep-seated situation, and it's not one that's going to be easily rectified.
You got all my tools?
I believe so. When he fired me and I was walking out of the building and I was thinking, wow, he fired me. You know, I was pretty surprised because I think it really puts the company in a bad place.
Sweet, man. That is a good-looking box.
You know, really, I don't have any idea why my father fired me. I mean, you know, it was a normal argument.
Woo!
I have no idea what triggered him because we've been in worse fights. So I just think sometimes he gets something in his head and decides he wants to do it and does it without thinking.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to fire everybody.
It's one thing to be straightened up.
A debatable thing.
Okay.
That's what I want. Do it.
Why do you need me here?
I don't. See ya.
I think I was a little taken back by the firing. But after a day or two, I started to really think about it. And I'm not going to lie, this hasn't been a horrible separation for me. You know, I feel a lot of relief. And I think, really, I've always been under my father's thumb. And not to say that that's always been bad, I'm not willing to work for anybody ever again.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You got it. OCC's intentions, obviously, are to keep growing. To open up dealerships around the world, to have OCC-themed restaurants. And if being a part of that means that I have to be under my father, I don't want to have anything to do with it going forward. Obviously, I don't agree with the way my father does things, and that's one of the problems why we butt heads. So now it gives me an opportunity to go ahead and do things the way I've always wanted to do them. I think sometimes change is difficult, but it's also most of the time good.
Freaking guys are both sick. You're sick. You're sick.
Coming this morning, starting the B2 bomber bike. It's kind of rather bad off day for Rick and I.
How the freak does this work?
Hair like this. What?
Don't touch.
Well, Rick come in and he had the upper sickness, nose, head, chest, and I had the lower sickness. You know, that kind that you don't like telling people about. But I helped fabricate this bike and I wanted to make sure it was put together right.
I can't wear this dumb thing. If I get sick, I'm killing somebody, that's all.
You know, since I know Senior wants no mistakes putting this thing together, I'm going to work on the wheels myself.
Each wheel is going to be adorned with 10 B2 bombers, 5 on each side, all machined up full 3D to look like mini B2 bombers, arranged in a pattern that when you look at it from a distance, all you see is a star.
And each of the planes represents one of the 20 B2 bombers still flying today.
Your rear wheel's all set here, guys.
Very cool wheel, man. Holy mackerel.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot to that wheel.
We had a pretty good day today with the B2 bike. We got about as far as I thought we would, maybe even a little bit better. Motors and transmissions in all lined up. So, you know, it seems like that it's a pretty good team. We always seem to work good together and have fun at it.
Looks good. Let's do it.
I think that you make a lot more progress when you're having a good time.
Get over here, Lee Bob.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
Doing a whole bike this time. Junior wasn't around at all for this build.
Rick, see where that dripping's coming from.
Senior didn't. He didn't talk about Paulie at all. Didn't really know, you know, what he was going to do. If we were going to talk about him, you know, or not, or just kind of just blow it off, or what the deal may be.
Yeah, this thing's heavy, man.
It is, right?
But, you know, we just kept on, you know, having a good time building the bike and just trying to keep things flowing. And nothing was ever brought up, nothing ever talked about, and, you know, everything did seem to go good.
All right, let's get it. Get on the other side here.
Just keep it right in the center.
Finally putting the tank on was a big deal for all of us. You know, it took a lot longer to build this bike than we thought it would.
Man,
that's something to be proud of, Rick. I am proud of you. But everybody worked real hard and it paid off. We built an interesting and unique bike, and I think the folks of Northrop Grumman, they're going to be pretty pleased. Get her off the left.
Hey, Ken. Hey, I got some questions for you. You know, I'm thinking about starting my own company. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, kind of pick your brain, see what you think as far as, you know, how I should go about it.
You know, in light of the fact of my work circumstances, I've just been given a lot of thought to doing some stuff for myself. In that process, I figured I'd make a few phone calls today.
It's not me and my father. It's just me, pretty much myself.
Being away from the shop at first, I thought, wow, this is going to be a little weird, you know? But really, I'm feeling very motivated, very energized, and very, it kind of feels good.
I think my days of working for other people is, yeah, kind of over. I'm kind of looking in the other direction. I mean, you know. Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm kind of been working on that.
It's a little exciting almost. Hey, maybe you could do something different on your own and the way you would do it.
It's good, and I would love to keep it locally, you know. And listen, I don't need some. I could start off nice and small, get it off the ground, put a little push behind it, and, you know, see where it goes from there. The only thing I'm a little concerned about is, which everyone is right now, is this economy, and it just seems like a tough time to really start a business, you know?
So I'm just kind of easing into it and feeling it out right now. I don't know exactly what it is, but I just, you know, it's going to come pretty quick, I think, and I am looking forward to the process. That's part of the fun of it, I think.
I'll just pick your brain, and, you know, I got a few ideas I'd like to run by you, see what you think.
We're here at Whiteman Air Force Base, and we're getting ready to unveil the Northrop Grumman B-2 bike. Before we do that, we're going to go meet these guys that are going to be deployed.
How are you? What's up, boss?
You know, supporting those people is real important.
Don't squeeze my hand too hard, right? How are you? And we're going to get a tour of the B-2 itself, which is pretty cool, especially because we're civilians.
Sure. This is so cool, man.
What a great day here at Team Whiteman as we unveil a one-of-a-kind revolutionary bike. Because of the B-2 bomber and all you do, we are able to hunt down and destroy America's enemies anywhere at any time. This is air power in its purest, most elegant form, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, today's an exciting day for Team Whiteman because today we're going to unveil the Orange County Chopper Stealth B-2 bike.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senior Tuttle and Mike Tuttle.
This unveiling was a little different than most. I don't think too many people get to ride a bike past the B-2 bomber. Never mind being in it.
Unbelievable.
You know, there's a lot of people here, a lot of military people. I think that they definitely appreciate what we do, pretty obvious. I think most of all, the bike definitely represents what it's supposed to represent. You guys like this bike?
Yeah!
You know, the one thing I'd like to say is this gas tank was probably the most difficult gas tank that we've ever done yet.
Well, I was stunned.
When I first saw first the size of the fuel tank, how he was able to manufacture a single piece, the real attention to details, all of the B2s on the wheel, there's 20 of them.
You know, we had a great time doing this bike, and I'd like to congratulate Northrop Grumman on her 20th anniversary of the B2 flight. Thank you.
I think we got to do at the end here is watch the B2 bomber take off. Pretty impressive. You know, pretty much since this incident with Paulie, I probably haven't slept in about 2 weeks. I just lay in bed and I kind of think about this situation, and pretty much it kind of eats you alive, you know? You know, the thing of it is that regardless of what the situation is, you know, we're still family. Both of us have our differences, and I guess we're totally different people. You know, I'm more old school. You know, my work ethics are work. You know, I'll work 7 days a week, and that's the way that I've been all my life. The bottom line, regardless of whatever the situation is, whether I like it or I don't like it, this has a big effect on me. I just having a hard time with the whole thing.